I want to welcome Alex Harris. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing great. So always, it is always great to be here and to be among amazing people like you.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and your new single, it's not so new anymore, Falling For You, Off Your Frequency EP is amazing. What's been up with you since we last spoke?
Oh, since we last spoke, I just came off the road on a tour. It was a national tour, hitting a lot of the major cities, you know, Atlanta, Nashville, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Philly, Boston, New York, Fayetteville, Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina. And we were so really, really blessed to have most of our events sold out. And with the great Avery Sunshine was on that tour as well. And we got vinyl. In fact, I'm going to do something that I didn't tell you that I was going to do. So for other folks that donate to this amazing organization, I'm going to gift a vinyl signed and a t-shirt as well. So you come up with the number that you want them to donate and I'll leave it here. So whatever the size is, let me know.
That is incredible. Thank you so much, Alex.
You're welcome.
So you also, now there's something in Los Angeles that you recently, you've always told us about, and now you're part of it. Tell us a little
bit about that. Yes, I was inducted this year into the Grammy Museum for their Sonic Playground, sharing our my story as a musician as well as my organization. So it's Evergreen. Yeah. And
well
to
deserved.
Capture that. Well, thank you. And even more so, what the Sonic Playground is on the second floor is takes up the whole space. You go there and get a chance to listen. It's digitally recorded and my share of my story, but also really promoting all the various careers in the music entertainment industry. And a lot of time folks only think about folks on the camera, on the mic, but it's a lot of folk and a lot of opportunities as it relates to jobs behind the scenes as well. And so it's been absolutely amazing to be a part of that. I think it's a game changer when it comes to museum, this whole interactive, their level of interaction. I know there are others that have that, but, and I've visited some, but this level is very, very amazing. Very 21st century forward.
I can't wait to see you in the Sphere in Las Vegas. That's
yes.
going to be, I'm manifesting that.
Yes.
So, you know,
I receive and I join with you.
Singer, producer, and philanthropist. Let's turn our attention for a minute before we talk about the new LP, Back to Us, about this wonderful arts conservatory for teens that you started. And tell the audience all about this.
Well, great news. I mean, before the pandemic, the lockdown, the lock-in, or whatever you want to call it at this point, in 2020, we were at about 650 students a week. We were serving in primarily in St. Petersburg. And while we still have our largest numbers that we serve in St. Petersburg, before I say that, I want to say that our numbers went down a little bit, just like everybody else, because of folks moving around and the various different things that occurred post the whole lockdown with COVID and getting back to quote unquote normal. And it was just last year we surpassed our goal of weekly students enrollment of 800 into over 1,000 students a week. And not only that, last year we started our first cohort in Tampa as well. So just expanding what we started here on 22nd Street as a pilot in 2009 and then officially launched 2012. It has become very much part of the fabric of teenagers and families who have children in the arts or interested in pursuing it either just as an extracurricular activity or if they're pursuing it as a career interest. We have several programming, not just limited to your skill set. We have Character Essentials, which is more of a character education focus using the arts. We have financial literacy, leadership, and so many other life skill development that are be very, very useful to the students as they go through life and figure out what their purpose is. So we are so grateful we can play a significant contribution to that population of students.
And you know, you were doing this, Alex, before everybody else was, and it's so amazing. So before we are going to eventually hear at the end of this one of the songs, I want to brag on you a little bit. You shared the stage with legends and luminaries, Al Green, Aretha Franklin, Bobby Rush, Eric Benet, John Legend, Kirk Franklin. Share with us some of your memories and best moments with some of these people.
Well, first and foremost, two people, iconic, Aretha Franklin and Al Green. And I had a chance to share that space with Aretha Franklin and our father's church. It was actually doing one of our gospel events. And that was phenomenal to see the legend, someone that, you know, we would just love to see. You know, she's always done both the R&B and then she'll insert gospel, in her concerts and from the Amazing Grace album. And it was just phenomenal to see that and experience. And then afterwards, here's a topper. Go back in the kitchen and eat some of her sweet potato pie that she cooked.
You got
a lot
to
of the
eat Aretha's pie. Oh my God, that's like my dream come true.
It was amazing, and having a brief conversation with her and taking photos in her kitchen. I mean, it was so intimate. It was just a handful of people, and so it felt very homey. So that was definitely a dream come true. And then another iconic moment, meeting Al Green and being on the same show that we were taping in Nashville. Such a legend. He was one of the first, before even being introduced to Aretha Franklin, when I was knee-high when we first started, my brothers and I started to sing. And so very much an inspiration to our family musically. And it was so great to meet him up close and personal. And actually, there was a video where we got a shot with me standing right by him. You know, they put, you know, and in the audience. And so it was really, really a lot of fun.
Tell us about the album, Back to Us.
Back to Us is really an album that was developed, produced, I should say, with one of my brothers and a few other great producers, including Suzette Williams, Byron Ruffin, to capture, or in many ways, the essence of my musical existence and coming up in the southern cities of Georgia, born and raised in Manchester, but, you know, often in LaGrange and Warm Springs and all those little small towns. And it really is supposed to kind of evoke the nostalgia of the South, so Southern soul and a feeling of love and family and, you know, all the good stuff. And so songs that really feel really great and celebrate that part, especially in times when it seems like there's a lot of unrest about different issues. And it's really good to just embrace what I believe we are. We are musical beings. We are art. You know, we are color, shape, size, sound, rhythm, melody. To embrace it in every aspect. And the hope was that this album would evoke that beautiful, positive feeling.
In an era where mental health is an issue, I think that this album really kind of addresses and talks to how jazz and this kind of music can be therapy. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, music in and of itself, when we embrace, I think is very, very reflective of our experiences. I was having this conversation literally yesterday when we were talking about part of a tour that we're going to be doing in the fall. And I was saying how, you know, the music is mere reflection of so many people's experiences, and one person can be from one place with an experience and another person from another place. And it is all because of the music that these two persons are in the same space and more often than not loving the same song or songs. And they can be different area codes, different zip codes,
different politics, anything.
Politics, right. But that never even comes to surface, right? Because it's the music, the essence of our being is what really connects us all. And that's the beauty of embracing that. It becomes very therapeutic. It is de-stressing. It's very inspiring. And so that's what I always hope exude to through every note and my interpretation of every note in performance as well.
This is an eloquent, soulful album, Falling For You, Something Gotta Change, Millionaire. Tell me a little bit about Millionaire.
Millionaire is a song that it was a gentleman wrote it, and that was recorded a couple times, Chris Stapleton being one of the persons, and it resonated very much with me because it talks about, it really says love is invaluable. And when we know how to love ourselves, I think then we are equipped to love others in a way that really supersedes anything that could be of division. And because at the beginning, we are love, right? And so I think when we embrace who we are in fullness and appreciate it, then we can appreciate the reflection on others.
Folks, if you've just joined me on today's Jazzapalooza, our fundraiser all day, I am sitting here with the one and only Alex Harris. His Back to Us LP is up for consideration. I want to talk about Lose My Religion.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that. That is just so fun.
Yes, Lose My Religion is essentially a record that uses the language of jargon or expression, I should say is a better word, of folks in the South. And in the South, we would say, you're going to make me lose my religion with someone, meaning that you're going to make me do something I normally don't do, right? Be off kiltered when you're upset. And so Shannon Sanders, a songwriter and producer out of Nashville, very successful one, he and I, we were having a conversation, and he had come up with this chorus or this hook, we call it. And I heard it. I was like, wow, that's powerful, because we can flip something to mean something much more powerful around love when we meet someone or engaged in this particular thing that we talk about, relationship, and how it can have significant impact, that everything that we thought we were not doing, we are doing it now for the better.
Let's hear Lose My Religion.
Just lose. I'm not going to listen, Alex. I got to say one thing. You're all about love.
Yes.
So I want to hear about your lovely wife and the little one, because I remember Clearwater Jazz Holiday. You sat in with the big famous band and you had hundreds of roses. I swear to God, you get a rose. You get a rose. You get a rose. Yeah. Love is very important and
yes,
central to your music. Tell
Absolutely.
Us a little bit about that before we click to a song.
Yes, yes. So very, very, very quickly, my wife and I, we were friends for 10 years before we start dating in 2017. And then, so we celebrate 7 years in December. We just have our son turns 1 year old on June 25th. And so it's gone very quickly, but in the process, you know, you're really juggling all these different things. But the good news is he went on tour with us. He started traveling with me at 2.5 months, and my wife and I, and it's been great. People like, oh, my God, I didn't know that baby was on the plane. And I was like, I hope it remains that way when he starts walking. He's starting to walk a lot now, but around the table and stuff. So, you know, should be very soon. No, he's been really great, and it's been great having him part of our lives.
Shout out to your father, who sadly passed this year, and also to you as a new father.
Yes.
And this show is dedicated today to all the fathers out there.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about what's coming up next. What's on tour? Where you playing here?
Yeah, so a lot is coming up next, both as an artist and also with our organization. I'm working on with the team. Actually, we're finalizing our songs for the next record that I am looking to go into studio in July. Going back out on the road and in the fall, and also doing some shows and touring in winter, spring as well. And so look for new music, and hopefully I'll be bringing one of the shows back here soon. And looking forward to doing that. Really, really great stuff.
How do we find out more about the ACT and
yes,
you?
Yes, the Arts Conservatory is ARTS Conservatory for Teens.org, or Alex Harris Official, alexharrisofficial.com, and all my social handles there, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that is on my website.
Alex, thank you so much for being with Radio St. Pete. With no further ado, let's hear Alex.
Thank you.
they say love is more precious than gold. It can be bought and it can be sold. I've got love enough to spare that make me a millionaire. I got a woman with eyes to shine down deep as a dynamite. She's my treasure, so very rare. She make me a millionaire.